Hello, everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking quite extensively about this dream and this vision that God has placed in our hearts, and my prayer is that this teaching is helping you to realize that we can go forth, that we can make this dream and this vision a reality by putting our trust in God and listening to Him and seeking out after Him and listening to what God has to tell us and to lead our hearts to make this dream and this vision a reality. Last time we were together, we were talking about entering into rest. You know, just as Satan spoke through the spies there in Israel, you know, to Israelites, and it kept them from their divine destiny. They listened to the naysayers. They listened to the people that were talking negative and put fear in their hearts that they couldn't go in and possess land after God told them that they could go over there and take the land, that He would be with them. After all God had done for Israel, the miracles He performed and delivered them out of the hands of the Egyptians and feeding them, they still were negative and did not listen to God. And we wonder how Israel could possibly doubt God, but yet there are many believers today who do the same thing. We listen to the naysayers. We listen to the discouraging words instead of trusting God and pouring our hearts and trusting God and doing what God tells us to do. And today I'd kind of like to talk to you a little bit about living supernaturally. Israel failed to enter into the rest of God had secured for them. Paul warned the believers, "Let us therefore make every effort to enter into that rest, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience." You can read that in Hebrews 4, verse 11. The only way to fulfill the destiny God has planned for you is by obedience. You must shut out every voice that would tempt you to disobey God. And all the voices could be in your head. It could be friends. It could be loved ones. It could be coworkers. It could be anybody. But you must shut out every voice that would tempt you to disobey God. You must set your heart and mind to obey God, regardless of the cost. The Israelites refused to listen to the voice of God, but chose instead to listen to the negative reports. They began to grumble and murmur against Moses and Aaron. In Numbers 14, 2 and 3, it says, "If only we had died in Egypt or in this desert, why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?" There we go. God already told them and gave them proof every day that He was with them. He was going to lead them and take them to the promised land that God Himself promised them. But yet here we go. Doubt. Listening to naysayers. Grumbling. Complaining. Their grumbling was directed at Moses and Aaron, but their murmuring was actually against God. It was an outward expression of the unbelief that was in their hearts. In Exodus 16 and 3, it said, "They had murmured and complained about a lack of food. Would to God we have died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and when we did eat bread to be full." They murmured and complained that there was no water. "Wherefore is that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" They were not satisfied with the manna God gave them and had murmured and complained that there was no flesh to eat. "Who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt." Then at the Kadesh Barnea, as they listened to the negative reports concerning the giants of the land, they murmured and complained, fearing that they would die in battle, and that their wives and children would be taken captive. They forgot God said, go over, possess that land. It is yours. I gave it to you. All you have to do is obey me, go over there, take that land, possess that land, and I will be with you. I will bless you. Their constant murmuring was actually against God, accusing him of not fulfilling his promises. They were forgetting what God had already done for them in the past and the promises he made for them for their future. How about you? Are you complaining because of your circumstances today? Are you forgetting what he has done for you in the past? Murmuring and complaining are natural responses to difficult circumstances. We all do it. We're all guilty of it. No matter what, it's just the human nature way. But we don't have to. All we have to remember is the promises that God has given to us. And if we just act and rely on them promises, then the murmuring and the complaining will stop because he will give us confidence and we can go boldly and do and to accomplish this dream and this vision that God has given to us. But as believers, we do not live in the natural. Rather, we live in the supernatural. Take time to remember what God has done for you in times gone by. The miracles of your past can pave the pathway to your future. Choose to live supernaturally. We need to do this every day. Every day, thank God for what he has done. Go back and think of all the promises that God has given to you and then actually made those promises complete and fulfilled in your life. Every day you need to do this, and every day you need to thank God for it and then act upon the promises in the future. Act on the promises for today and quit complaining, quit murmuring. God is there to help you. He said he would help you. He said he would guide you. If God gave you that dream, I promise you, he will make a way for you to fulfill and to make that dream a reality. All we have to do is put our trust in God. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what an honor and a privilege it is to come before the throne of Christ. Father, we thank you for your promises. We thank you for the help that you would give to us only if we would just act and depend upon your word. Father, your word said you will never leave us, you will never forsake us, that you will help us, that you will give us the strength and the encouragement to make this dream and this vision a reality that you have given to us. Father, help us to put that deep in our hearts and to rely on those promises daily. And Father, help us to always know we can turn to you every time we feel like complaining and murmuring, that we can go to you and you will help us and encourage our hearts. Father, I thank you for these promises. I thank you that you are always there with us and helping us. And Father, I pray that each and every one of us that are listening to this teaching, that you would encourage their hearts and help them to know that you are there with them to help them through this, to make this dream and this vision a reality. Father, thank you for these promises, and I'll never, ever fail to thank you for everything that you have done for us. In the wonderful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.